That's a brand new single by the Boomtown Rats. It's called She Said No. It comes from a brand new album that they've got out at the moment. Bob Geldof and the gang there, and She Said No. And welcome to our guest in the studio here, Phil Sachi. Good evening.
Hello there.
How you doing?
All right, I'm good, thank you.
Good. Good to see you, Phil.
It is.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Nice to be here.
So you know each other.
Well, we have a...
you don't have to tell me all the secrets, Aid.
We
have a mutual friend in Malcolm Bruce.
Yes.
But yes, we have met before, but some time ago at a gig, actually, where we think it was probably... Where did we say we think
the
it was?
The 100 Club. I think it was.
Yeah, when the Sons of Cream were doing it. Yeah.
And Malcolm was the singer and bass player.
That's right, yeah, indeed.
Oh, lovely.
Mm,
so
interesting.
You're down in Brighton, and you've established a studio down there.
I have.
So when did you establish that, and the reason why that you decided to open your own?
Well, I had a deal with A&M, as I was explaining to Adrian.
Yeah.
And it was at a time in the 80s when you could be put into a very expensive studio and hopefully you get good results. But in my case, I was so intimidated by being in this really incredible studio, which is in fact Utopia.
Yeah.
You can tell Phil Wayman that.
Yeah, apparently Phil Wayman's who's on at 8:15 is his studio.
It's a wonderful studio, and it was really all the thing in the 80s to go into an amazing studio.
Okay.
And I thought, well, with a name producer and an amazing studio, it's going to turn out incredible. How could it not?
Yeah.
But really, it was. It turned out to be a bit of a hodgepodge. It was played by incredible session musicians, but nevertheless, session musicians who came in, did the tracks quickly, and it was a bit overblown in the end, and I was never happy with it. So what I thought I would do after that would be to learn to play it all myself and produce it all myself.
Okay.
And that's what I've kind of done since then. So it's been a long process. And I've written loads of songs in the meantime. And I open up my studio to singer-songwriters. Say there's a guitarist who comes along that can't put a bass or drums to it, I can do a whole backing track.
Yeah.
So I produce people, but basically singer-songwriters.
Yeah. And there's a lot of those about at the moment?
Pardon?
Are there a lot of those about?
Always singer-songwriters about.
They always seem to be.
Always songs.
We noticed this on this show, so we see a lot of them coming in.
No shortage of singer-songwriters.
And do you write a lot of material yourself?
I do. I've got 160 songs on YouTube, and I've made this album, which has got...
Which is Some Come Up,
Some Come Up, and there's another album on Spotify as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Lovely. So how did you get involved with Tony at Manila?
He looks after a friend of mine called Mickey Wynn.
Okay.
And Mickey told me about him, said he was a good man.
Yeah.
And he would do a good job in promoting this record if he liked it, which he did.
Mm-hmm.
So he's taken it on and hence some here.
Yeah. I mean, he's great for us as well. You know,
he seems like a really great guy.
The thing I like about him as well, Adrian and I have often talked about managers and promoters and various marketing people.
Yeah.
And he cares about the people and he always follows it up. He's very good at confirming things. You make sure that if something goes wrong, it's not his fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's covered himself with every confirmation that you possibly can. And he encourages people, and his notes that he puts out with his artists are always quite good for us as a presenter to know who's sitting opposite us in a studio here. So
great,
we like Tony doing that.
So he always
that.
Does his best, basically.
He does? Yeah, okay. Well, let's say, what about playing a song for us?
Okay.
Yeah. Give us a song.
Okay, and what are we going to do first?
I'll do a track that isn't on the record. It's called, because it's so simple, it's actually one chord.
Yeah.
When I play it live.
Two less than Status Quo, so you're doing something there, yeah?
Yeah. When I play it live, it goes down very well.
Okay.
It's called Another Revolution.
Okay. Well, when you're ready, we've got Phil Sachi in the studio here, and grateful to have him in here. And it's 20 past seven on a Monday night on 93.7 Expressive and the Soft Rock Show. Phil, when you're ready.
Okay. Time is right to be up all night. I think the
the time is right to be up all night. I think this must be the time for the revolution. I think this must be the time for the revolution. Come on, everybody. Come on, everyone. Come on, everybody. Come on, sing my song. I think this must be the time for the revolution. I think this must be the time for the revolution. Yeah, yeah, bring the good times on. Yeah, yeah, bring the good times on. Bring the good times on, yeah, yeah. Bring the good times on. I think this must be the time for the revolution. I think this must be the time for the revolution.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
As nice. You said,
thank you.
Bit of blues coming on there. Yeah. Good stuff, yeah. Bit of swamp music. Love it.
Thank you very much.
So, from your point of view, where do you go from here? You know, in terms of, you've got your studio there, but you're going out and doing gigs. If you do, do you go out as a solo artist or do you
put
a band around you or what?
No, I don't have a band. No, I do them solo. I do solo gigs.
Yeah, okay. And very much local to where you are?
Yeah.
Or do you
yeah, mostly around.
So it's regional breakout.
Pardon?
A regional breakout. So you're really trying to work the area and then maybe...
This is the furthest I've come out for quite a while.
Is that right? They let you out.
They let me out.
His passport stamp to get over the border.
Absolutely.
That's right.
You're going to need more than that soon.
That's true.
But, that's true. No, I mean, so when you were growing up, who were your inspirations? You know, who did you think to yourself, that's why I want to be in the music industry? Was there any one or two or three people, maybe a band or a group?
It in terms of being in the music industry, I thought when I was a kid, I thought I want to be able to play like this particular person. Or, I mean, I love early Fleetwood Mac. I thought they were great. I love Free.
Yeah.
I love so much from that era.
Yes.
I liked a band called Gentle Giant.
We know all about them.
Do you?
Yeah, we do. I mean,
I think they're fantastic. I mean, they're called very pompous, but I think they're absolutely fantastic.
They were
fantastic.
Brilliant.
They were brilliant. Well,
how do you know them, guys?
Well, the side issue is that we originally did a tribute to Simon Dupree and a Big Sound, which evolved into Gentle Giant.
That's right.
Not realising, because I don't live in this area, not realising quite how big Gentle Giant were.
Mm.
So we then did two things. Number one was we had the Shulmans in here, and they didn't know that we were playing in all sorts of almost like Eamon Andrews and This Is Your Life.
Right.
Because we kitted out the studio like it was 1967. The roadie had done that for us. And we had so many people who wanted to talk to him.
Right.
And I just threw out the
when
thing.
When was this?
This would have been about 6 years ago.
Okay.
And we just said to people, we're going to have Gentle Giant live on the show here. Would anybody like to talk to him? Right. What did we get? We got Ian Anderson and Jethro Tull in the middle of a Salisbury City Hall concert phoning them.
No.
Yep. Fantastic. We had Chris Farlow. We had the Walker Brothers.
Yeah.
Wow. We had Clem Curtis of the Foundations. And it went on and on and on. And, of course, incredibly so, Derek, who was Simon, as in Simon Dupree, then went out to America and he founded a record label. He was the first guy to find John Bon Jovi before they formed as a group. Anyway,
and he also signed Tears for Fears.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Now, didn't remember that one.
Yeah.
But so that could be good, getting older then, because I've struggled to get there, because we want them. We do a thing here at the Portsmouth Guildhall called the Walk of Fame.
Right.
And we induct people in. We've inducted people from everybody from, who have we had? We've had Steve Hackett has been a guest.
Right.
Several people along the way. Paul Jones.
Right.
And we got them to come and be part of that induction.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
And it was one of the biggest turnouts we ever had. I think 161 people in a very, very small little area there came along, fans,
really?
To see them. Absolutely
they
incredible.
Are diehard fans out there of Gentle Giant. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Ian Anderson said, the best technically musicians I've ever seen.
Yeah.
For him to say that.
Yeah.
Something else.
Yeah.
So, so Gentle Giant, that was interesting. And, of course, the side issue there, you just mentioned somebody else. Free.
Yeah.
As he told you.
He has told me.
Yeah, of course.
He has.
And so we know very much about the connection with Andy Fraser.
Yes.
But by the way, I did something earlier this week, last week, when I was doing a recording, and I said that you and I had a discussion about Fleetwood Mac's best ever song.
Oh.
And you know what I'm going to pick?
Are you going to play it?
No, but I did then.
That's a shame.
I did then. Green Man Alishi.
Green Man Alishi.
With a two-pronged crown.
Yeah, what a song.
Very spooky record.
What a song.
Green wrote some great stuff. Oh, well, what a guitar.
Well, I remember hearing...
Yeah, he's absolutely terrific.
Yeah, I remember hearing Go Oh Well... been playing at a youth club when I was very young and thinking, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
Me too. And it was just tremendous.
Really stuck out on the radio.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. And just the mood of the song and the different changes of everything, you know, the whole different, it was just unbelievable, wasn't it?
Great stuff. Yeah. I mean, then you sort of tailor that with them going to a different direction with Man of the World, which was just something else.
Yeah.
Anyway, Phil, you're here and we're grateful you are.
Mm.
Going to play a second song for us now?
Sure.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
What would you do?
Well, I also love soul music.
Right.
Who's your favourite soul artist?
Pardon?
Who's your favourite soul artist?
Oh, there's so many. I love Marvin Gaye. This song I was going to play you, or I'm going to play you, is about Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
It's absolutely magnificent.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, shall I play it?
Yeah, please do. What's it called?
Stevie Wonder's Eyes.
Perfect.
When you're ready. Phil Detachy in the studio.
Money can buy a freedom, but are you really free to know what is inside of you when eyes can only see Stevie Wonder? Lived in a darkness, imagination seemed more real to you. We come into this world and love is blind to show what we can do. Looking through Stevie Wonder's eyes, living in pure light, a rainbow of many colors to set your world alight. I'd love to sing in the key of life. I'd love to sing in the key of life. I love to sing in the key of life. I love to sing in the key of life. Looking through Stevie Wonder's eyes,
living in pure light. A rainbow of many colors to set your world alight. I'd love to look through Stevie Wonder's eyes. I'd love to sing in the key of life.
Good stuff.
That's lovely.
Very cool.
Thank you very much.
Excellent.
Cheers, guys.
Lovely.
Pleasure.
Good story about Stevie Wonder, by the way. I don't know if you ever heard this one before. When he was launching Living in the City, which is a wonderful, wonderful song.
Yeah, fantastic.
He decided what he would do is he would take the top journalists, put them in a van, blindfold them, open the windows on the van, and take them around New York City so they could hear what he hears.
Oh, wow.
They couldn't see, but they could hear what he hears.
Wow.
And that is where he got the inspiration to write and do Living in the City.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic
story. He's the boy. Right. Now,
I suppose his hearing senses are much more amplified.
Oh,
absolutely. But his music is so joyous.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean,
brilliant.
In so many areas as well, you know, that he's done. And to think, you know, how long it took Motown to break through in this country. But nowadays, these artists are huge. How big would Marvin have been if he had lived? Mm. And the wonderful things as well. I've got the pleasure next week of interviewing the only surviving member of the Four Tops, Duke Fakir, because I'm a huge fan of soul music, Otis, and everything stacks the whole lot, you know, along the way. Right, and we are here with our live guest, Phil Sacci, we're going to play something off his brand new album. How long did it take to put the album together, Phil? Because I noticed you've got a lot of co-writers there that seem to put an input on the album. So how long totally to put it together?
How long did it take to put it together?
Yeah, the album.
It's actually, I didn't think of it as an album when I did it, but I've been working on tracks for about 20 years. Some of these tracks are that old.
Are they really? Yeah.
And what I've done is I've compiled all the ones that sound, they're in a similar vibe for one album, and all the ones that are in a slightly different vibe for another one.
Yeah.
That's how I've done it.
Good
Just
stuff.
Kind of chosen the ones that instrumentally seem to all fit together.
Lovely. And you've chosen the lead cut.
I designed it as an album, but I'm mad for writing. I just love writing and recording.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And you picked out the lead cut, the first cut on the album, is what you realised to play.
It's called Time Bomb.
Time Bomb. Thanks very much for coming in.
Oh,
appreciate it. And
nice
lovely. And good luck with the studio.
Thank you.
We wish you well. And thanks for encouraging all the young artists to come in and try and record stuff.
Yeah, great. Absolutely.
Phil,
terrific.
Safe journey back to Brighton from the album Sun It Up. We are going with Time Bomb.
new at school, forgetting or just breaking rules. From where he stands, the world looks cruel. Throwing out his roof removed, stamped upon him, not approved. Victims, yeah, the people who the jungle try to keep from you. Fast, hoping it's not gonna last. Pinch myself, but I don't wake up. Someone stole my buttercup. Caress turned to karate chop. Mercy someone, make it stop. Time.
Lee cut off the album. It's called Time Bomb. Sun Come Up, from our guest Phil Sacci. Check it out there on Facebook and every other media that you've got there. Sacci, S-A-A-T-C-H-I, Phil Sacci. Okay, right now, one of the best soul singers around at the moment, going to give you this. He's brand new. It's called The River, and it's by Sean Escoffery.